The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined in studio by author Cathy Kelly. We spoke to her not too long ago about her latest work and also about her battle against breast cancer. She is a survivor of that particular condition and she's in great form by the looks of things. Cathy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Nominated for Writer of the Year.
Goss.ie. I'm Deloira and Exira, as Gay used to say. Yeah, because I haven't been nominated for anything. Well, I haven't won anything for about a million years. So it's so exciting. It's on Saturday. There's a big do on Saturday, but I can't go because I'm going to a very special event for a lady who is suffering from stage four breast cancer. So we have to, us breast cancer
solidarity.
Sisters. Solidarity for the sisters, yes.
Now you're going on a walk, really, of solidarity Sunday week.
So this is ARC, A-R-C, and they help people with cancer. They help people whose families of people with cancer. They are an incredible group. And I found out about them sort of by chance when I was going through cancer. And I've become involved. And one of their big events is the Torch of Hope, where people who've recovered from cancer, the survivors, and people whose families are going through it, and people who've lost people to cancer, do this walk. So ARC have three houses in Dublin where they operate from. All services are free of charge. So the walks start at 3:45 and they
There's two walks, one from the south side, Blackrock Park,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
and the other on the north side at the Dollymount, I think.
Yes, Dollymount.
At the Bull Wall.
And they join up in the middle at about 6 o'clock and people have candles and it's going to be very, very moving. But I'm also here to talk about just general ARC work and how,
how do they help you? Just to give people a practical example.
To give a practical example, when I was first diagnosed, I was like, oh God, I need to talk to other people who are going through this. And a friend of mine said that ARC run these amazing Zoom meetings. So every couple of weeks, you go on a Zoom and you are suddenly sitting there with their, moderated and everything. You go on a Zoom and you're talking to other women who've gone through cancer. So there were two groups I could be involved in and I was involved in both. So there's women over 50 with cancer. I know, astonishing. I'm over 50. Who knew? The Botox is not working.
Well, 25 books in, you kind of do the sums.
No, you get a bit wrecked looking. And then there was women with breast cancer. So it was just so powerful. There were women at all different points through treatments of various kinds for various cancers. So powerful. And then because I was then on the ARC sort of list, they reached out to me and they offer so many services. And one of the incredible ones for me was acupuncture when I was having chemo. And, when you've got cancer, they say, do not have anything manipulated. So you're terrified. You can't go and get your neck fixed if it's gone wonky. Yeah. But you can have acupuncture in ARC with incredible people who are oncology acupuncturists. And there were so many other services that I didn't avail of, but this was just bliss. It was people who knew what they were doing, who understood what I was going through. Incredibly powerful. And it's nice to give something back, to be involved with them. They're a phenomenal charity.
And that's the point. This is not the state. This is a charity.
This is not the state. This is a charity. And I mean, there are lots and lots of wonderful cancer supports around the country. One of the things that ARC do, which is incredible, is they have this sort of online presence and online counselling. I mean, I think imagine being a young woman or a young man and being told you have cancer and how do you deal with that? So ARC can give you counselling for how you deal with that. They can give your family counselling. I mean, we all know how hard it is on the family. Or imagine you have teenage children. How do you explain this to them? It's very, very hard. So this teenage children counselling. There's amazing stuff going on because cancer is a family disease. So just incredible work.
Now, we've made great progress in cancer treatment, but still the services of ARC are vital to help people get through
Absolutely.
The progression of the disease and its treatment.
You have fabulous Professor Luke O'Neill in lots. I love him so much. One of his areas obviously is immunotherapy and a drug that helped me hugely was an immunotherapy drug that had been only around, we'll say, 26 years. So research is incredible. But we are not at, unfortunately, the tipping point with cancer just yet. People are still getting cancer. People are surviving it better and longer, but there are still services required, and ARC are there and they're doing amazing work.
It's such a vital service. Does the state put its hand in its pocket at all to help ARC?
There's a bit of state help there, and I don't think we got anything in the lovely budget, but there you go. It's mainly funded by the public. So, you know, if you've lost someone or if you know someone going through cancer, the services are incredible. And when I used to get my acupuncture, I'm not used to getting anything free. So I'd say, well, now here's some money because, do you know, so it was like, yeah, I was giving them something. But it's very powerful to just say thank you, yeah, you know, and this is all free. They provide a phenomenal service.
But they still need money, and therefore
they still need money.
The website is there, ARC.
Yes, ARC. So if you go onto arc.ie, you will get onto their website. And it's a phenomenal organisation, I have to say. They did so much for me. They let me open up and talk to other people.
Okay, so this walk is happening on Sunday week, either from Blackrock Park or the Bulwell, culminating on the Liffey Bridge.
Yes.
And bring a candle.
Bring a candle, and it is very, very moving.
All right. Thank you very much, Cathy Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.